Welcome to the doubled up podcast.
Welcome to the doubled up podcast. Let's go.
Welcome to the Doubled Up Podcast, the weekly podcast talking all things trainers, sneakers, kicks, creps, whatever you call them, wherever you are in the world. I'm Matt, and with me as he is every single week is Scott. Scott, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. It's I'm quite excited because obviously bank holiday. So this will be releasing on a bank holiday and I have the whole week off. So I'm
all right. Yeah.
Well, I booked Tuesday and Wednesday off because a friend of mine is coming up for a concert. And then I realised because it's 3 days, I thought I'll just take the whole week. It's Verity is going to be off on maternity and getting loads of weeks off. So I thought I'd get mine in beforehand.
Take advantage.
Yeah.
Indeed. Take advantage. Hey, I've got a short week as well next week because obviously, like you said, bank holiday Monday. But I'm off on a stag do next Thursday. Ooh. So I'm sure my friend whose stag do we're going on doesn't listen to this podcast. But just in case for the whatever reason, he decides to listen to this one episode, I won't disclose the location because basically he just wants us to go abroad and he doesn't want to find out until he gets to the airport where we're going. So
nice.
We've got everything planned. The best man has done a fantastic job of putting together an itinerary. But it does mean that I'm going to be jetting off somewhere, hopefully nice and hot, next Thursday, coming back at 1 o'clock in the morning on the following Monday and probably regretting life. So it's going to be a fun few days in our mystery foreign location.
Yeah, clearly. I'm actually getting very annoyed at people going abroad because everybody at work is going abroad at the moment. We've got somebody that's in Jamaica. Got somebody that's just gone to Portugal. We've got one girl who's in Madeira and then she's coming back. And then just as she's coming back, we've got someone else different going to Madeira. So everybody's kind of going away abroad and they're coming back kind of very happy and very sunny. And there's like three or four of us that are kind of not going abroad this year. And we've decided that collectively as an organization, we should put a ban on people going abroad. because if we are not happy and we're grumpy, then they can't either. Like if we're doing this, like if we're being grumpy, we're doing it collectively. We're a team. This is
team camaraderie.
Yeah, 100%. It's unfair that a couple of them are disappearing off. I mean, the one lady is literally like, she's retiring next year and she doesn't care. She honestly, I've never seen somebody with so much holiday in a year. But basically, she puts her holiday in. They always turn around and go, you can't have that much holiday. She goes, fine, I'll quit. And then they go, okay, we'll give you the holiday. Because she's, like I say, she's retiring next year anyway. She doesn't care. And so, yeah, she goes on holiday to like Egypt and Jamaica about 10 times a year, it seems at this point. Like,
What a ballsy move. Like, give me my holiday or I quit.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, fair play to her. Like, it works.
Wow.
I don't think I could try that.
No, I wouldn't bother, mate. I think in your current situation with a baby on the way, you probably shouldn't be pulling fast ones like that. But hey, Scott, I mean, you might be saying that you didn't go abroad. You almost went abroad the weekend just gone because you came to London.
Sorry, were you going to say Peckham? Peckham is deemed as going abroad. I mean,
oh dear.
Yeah, I've never been to Peckham.
Would you go back?
No. it's not going to be top of my list. Dear. I'm not going to lie. Apologies to anyone that lives in Peckham, but the area of Peckham I was walking through, was interesting.
Interesting. Well, we were there for a reason. Obviously, we'd spoken about it the last couple of weeks on the podcast, but we did go to the Kicks and Coffee event, which overall, Scott, it was a good day. We got there sort of fairly early in the day. We got some free Tony's chocolate, which I was really happy about. We got a free coffee, which I was also really happy about. We walked around some tables, met some familiar faces. We saw a few of the vendors that had been at the Crapography car boots before. So nice to see some familiar faces. Met up with some friends. It was the first time that Scott, you and I and Prozac had all been in the same place at the same time. For people that talk on a very regular basis, obviously Prozac has been on our podcast twice. We have been on Prozac's podcast twice, but there's never been a situation where the three of us have actually had a conversation together, because it's either been me talking with Prozac, you talking with Prozac, or obviously just you and me talking. So it was nice to have all three of us, and he did a fantastic job. He did a live Q&A towards the end of the afternoon, and he had an hour's slot, and he just went for it for the entire hour. An hour's Q&A is a very, very tricky thing. It's a lot to ask. Normally when you do these sort of Q&As, normally you have sort of a panel of people to talk to. So you already have sort of pre-prescribed questions that you want to ask for people. And they're normally about 15 to 20 minutes. He had an hour of asking questions to literally random people at a sneaker event. Like, that is one of the hardest things as a content creator you could probably do, not knowing who you were going to ask questions to, what type of questions you could ask, and keeping that conversation and entertaining people for an hour. So I'm sure he's probably listening, or he might be listening, but absolutely shout out to Prozac for really showing people up as how to control a microphone for an hour on his own.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, he smashed it. Like I say, an hour, he basically just did kind of an off-the-cuff podcast.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was an off-the-cuff live podcast, just finding people to talk to him. And you know, at those events, when someone approaches you with a microphone, not only is it someone approaching you with a microphone, but something that you know everyone in that building is going to hear because it's played in big speakers. Yeah, that's a really daunting thing. So to get someone to actually come out of their show and talk to you and have that conversation, he did really, really well. So absolutely. Prozac smashed it.
Very impressive. Like I say, there was lots of familiar faces there. Obviously, you had the guys from Soul Supplier. You had, King of Trainers, Franklin, he was there as well.
The guys from Jason Mark.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Jason Mark, you had Shoe Stack. There was loads of people, like I say, so lots of vendors that we knew and that were trying to get me to spend money. So thank you for that. it was a really good event. Really well done. Yeah, shout out to Joe for kind of putting it on. Prozac, the reverse Oreo, as he described it, which had me in absolute stitches.
Oh, God.
Honestly, but yeah, he absolutely killed it. He is everywhere at the moment, that man. I saw him at the he was at the AvaRex clearance sale as well,
this
earlier this week. So yeah, he's very impressive, very good. It was good to see lots of people. Clearly there are some people that know more people than us. Mark in particular is just, you just take the man anywhere and he just seemingly knows everybody in the room, just straight off. It was good. It was good to come down. Good to see everyone. Good event. And the schnitzel sandwich that we had.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
As I said, we got there a little bit early. We got there probably about sort of 12. I mean, the event started at 11, but we must have got there like 12, half 12, did sort of a lap of the place and realized, well, our friends aren't really getting there until gone 1, 2 o'clock, and we probably need some lunch. So we tried to walk around the area of Peckham, and for a busy Saturday in London, everywhere was dead. So we took a punt at a place that sold chicken schnitzel sandwiches that I literally thought it was going to be like an actual bread sandwich. And when this lady came out with a mountain of a burger that tasted absolutely perfect, I knew that we'd made a good decision there, Scotty boy. So yeah, that was a definite fun part. We also randomly stumbled into a art gallery and had a little look at some pictures and some paintings. That was fun. There was a painting of a pink dog that, when you looked at it from a distance, it looked like the nose was sticking out of the frame, which was quite fun. And it was a very, very wholesome day. Like I said, lots of familiar faces, great sneakers there, great people. That's exactly what you want from a sneaker event like this. If when Joe does more kicks and coffee events. If you've been on the fence as to whether to come to one, definitely go to one, because it really does show the sort of community element there rather than the sort of sales element. I don't necessarily think 100%. The vendors did that well, but everyone just seemed to be having a good time, which I suppose if you're just a partaker, that's sort of what you want, right? Maybe the vendors weren't as happy, but I had a great time. Talking of buying and vendors, Scott, we didn't come home empty-handed, or at least you didn't come home empty-handed, because you did get a pair of shoes from the event, I do believe.
I didn't technically. No. My unborn child, who now has a pair of Amami Airs before I do. Which is fantastic. So, building. He actually has two pairs. Well, he has a pair of Amami Airs and he has the ZX8000 Aquas, both pairs of shoes that I would quite like myself. So, currently I'm already jealous of my child. Fantastic. This is a good start.
Yeah. We were walking around and we saw one of the stalls that was doing secondhand stuff. And they're always the best stalls at these events, because you do get sort of all weird and wonderful gems. And obviously everything's a little bit cheaper because it's worn. And we were speaking to this guy that had this sort of, he was trying to obviously see what sizes we were and see what shoes he could flog us. And we saw two pairs of Jordans. I think there was a pair of 11s and a pair of Amamanier 12s. And the guy, I was like, oh, how much are the kids' pairs? And he was like, oh, well, I think I've got them up for about 40 or 35 quid. But he was like, oh, I'll give you the Amamanier for 20 quid. And I was like, there we go, £20, sale, absolutely done. So Uncle Matt decided to treat Scotty Boy Jr. for when he is born. Thought someone has to get him his first pair of hype shoes. And yeah, he's now got a pair of Amamanier 12s, which I took a picture when we were outside eating our schnitzel. And they look like the cutest pair of shoes in the world, sat on top of the bench when we were having our food. And I am also jealous of Baby, because they look very, very cute.
They do. They look very good. And I will get him to thank you when he arrives. but yeah, it's... It is, quite. I must admit, we were saying as we walk around from a vendor point of view, like there was a lot of variety in terms of what was there, which was nice. I think there was some Adidas, there was Asics, New Balance, kind of different Air Max, Jordans, etc. And there was some ridiculously high heat shoes in. There were Grails on show.
Especially the SB Dunks.
Ferris Bueller's, yeah, loads of Dunks. Just ridiculous. But yeah, it was really good, really good event. And yeah, it was just nice, like I say, a nice feel to it, and lots of people to just chill out, talk to. And it's quite a good, like, venue wise where it was.
Very open. I know.
Yeah, and the fact that, like I say, there was like a little bar just down the road, and there was, you know, the Balkan foods, with the schnitzel, which was delicious, as mentioned. It was good. A good weekend.
Good. I'm glad we both had a good time. And like I said, definitely go and follow Kicks and Coffee if you haven't already, and look out for their next event. We're not entirely sure when the next event is going to happen, but I'm sure we will know about it as and when it does. But right now, we've given everyone a recap of the week, Scotty boy. Normally, I'm the one that is creative and comes up with games, but I do believe you've come up with a little bit of a game for us in this intro segment.
Yeah. I've been inspired by other podcasts, and as always, being completely topical and up to date, I thought we would look at a good old tier list. I've seen a couple of podcasts I listened to do the recently, so I thought, you know what, actually, we've never done this. So I thought, seeing as we've got a couple of good releases that have been coming out, and one in particular with the most recent Travis Scott Jumpman Jack, I thought we will do a tier list of Travis Scott collabs and see how well we could do from this, because one that we're both probably rather opinionated on different matters. Like I say, I could have done a tier list on rapper diss tracks with everything that's going on at the moment in the world as well.
Jesus,
and that would have got, oh boy, that could have got heated. I thought we would have a go at this. So I've given us, as in typical traditional tier list fashion, we have five. So we're starting at the top. We're going with GOATs. We're going with the MJ category. We're going to move our way down to hyped. We'll have a sleeper to keep it on top, to kind of being topical. Meh, second bottom, and then of course right at the bottom, one of my favourite words, just simply shit. So yeah, they're the five we're going to work towards, and
Okay,
we'll
I
see where
like
we
it.
go. And what I'll do is once we're done, I will we'll put it up on the social media channels, and we'll see if people want to chime in.
Probably won't agree with us, Scott. They probably won't agree, but hey, that's what we're here for, right? To just give stupid opinions on things that we're uneducated on. All right then. So you've prepared some shoes already. We're not going to go through every single Travis Scott release because we will
No.
be here all evening, but you've picked a couple specifically, and are we doing this collectively, agreeing on it, or
Yeah. We're
love it? Okay.
gonna we've got to come
We've
to
got to
a
debate it. Okay.
general, yeah, collective consensus on this. I say consensus. There's only two of us, so it doesn't really
That's
work too
fine.
well.
That's
But
fine.
right, we're gonna start off with we'll start off with one just to kind of see where we set the bar. We'll go with the Travis Scott, the Air Trainer. I've kind of picked the kind of the grey one here, but I mean they both kind of fall into the same. So, Air Trainer, people kind of went a bit mad for it when it released. Everyone went, "Oh,
Yeah.
this is great!" And I know it released the same time as the Air Max, but yeah, what are your thoughts on the Air Trainer?
Shit.
It's going shit.
It's
Is it?
going
Oh, it's
shit.
going right at the bottom. I mean, we've got. I don't know. I with the shroud, it wasn't that bad. I think it's one of those where
That aged like sour milk, Scott, that shoe. Honestly. Like you
didn't
said,
go well.
everyone loved the fact that the Air Trainer was coming back. It was in this weird in-between stage where Travis Scott had just done a few Jordans. There was, are we going to see something different? Oh, there's rumors of an Air Max. Oh, we're now starting to venture into this new phase of Travis Scott where he's going to be starting to do Air Max Ones and Air Trainers. But there was also this sort of debate of like, well, is he just doing it because of the fact it's an anniversary year? Like, have they just slapped Travis Scott on an Air Trainer because of the fact that it's an anniversary year? I know I saw Kaf on his Instagram stories today, in fact, day of recording, sort of making the debate where people say, oh, would it even sell if it was a Travis Scott? And he sort of made the point of, well, yes, because Travis Scott is popular and that's why it sells. Popular people sell popular things, right? Or they can make things popular, which listening
There
to
is
Kaf's
that.
point is a very, very good point. But it shows that even this shoe wasn't that respected, despite the fact that we had a Travis Scott name on it, because I'm pretty sure it's the only Travis Scott shoe to actually hit a sale. Now, don't.
That is you've made a solid argument. I was there, like, I thought this might be a kind of a barometer check, but I feel like I probably do have to agree with you that it,
It is the
in terms
shit.
of releases, it's aged really badly.
Yeah.
Like, most people that went, "Oh my God, I've got a Travis Scott Air Trainer," do not currently own that shoe.
Yes, I don't
It is
see
gone.
anyone, like, I know it shouldn't, I know Instagram shouldn't really tell us everything, but I never, ever, ever see anyone reposting their Travis Scott Air Trainers. I do everything
Nah.
else, but I don't really see someone flexing wearing the Air Trainers. And it, yeah, it's not for me. That colorway that you picked, though, the gray sort of bluey color with the yellow, is the better out of the two. Just because it's the
Yeah.
best of a bad bunch doesn't mean that it's not shit.
Yeah, no, I'll agree with that. Okay, let's move into something that's a little bit nicer. Seeing as they release at the same time, the Air Max one with the Travis Air Max one. I've picked kind of the brown colorway with this one just because it
Yep.
was the more easier one. I think personally, I think they're all really good colorways, way better. I think the more exclusive one was the best one, the kind of the
The one from the States,
slightly
the
tap
wheat.
one. But I think there's a lot of people that hate on this, and I
Yep.
know that we had obviously a couple of people from a AM1 Ent that said this is not an Air Max, which is a bold statement because I would say it quite clearly is an Air Max. But yeah, I like this shit. Like, if I was going to be putting it up there, I would be putting it almost in that kind of like that sleeper category, or
Yep.
maybe even a little bit higher, maybe even just hyped. It's a good shoe. It is.
I think the best way to sort of view these tier lists is looking at it beyond the Travis Scott remit, right? Like, if you look at something like the Travis Jordan 1 High, the original, which might be on this list, people would consider that as one of the best Jordans in comparison to other Jordans. I wouldn't say that people look at the Travis Scott Air Max 1 and say that it's up there of the upper echelon of Air Max 1s. They would say that it's a good Travis Scott shoe, but I don't hear a lot of people being like, oh yeah, my top 10 Air Max of all time is a Travis Scott Air Max 1. So for that reason, I would put it in that sleeper category where it's not the most hyped Travis Scott shoe in the world, but it's also far, far, far from bad. It's a really, really good shoe. But knowing what could come up, I'd be really reluctant to put it in anything higher.
Well, we could move this around. I think, it falls. I would potentially push it into that kind of that hyped kind of upper echelon category. But I'll agree with that. I'll leave it there for now. We can move it around because we'll move. Move on to another. We'll move on to seeing as it's kind of. I feel like we have to unanimously agree on this. But I've got the Travis Scott, the SB Dunk.
Go.
It's goat. It's
goat.
Just. It's. I. Yeah. That you can't put it anywhere else. It's one of the, in the hype of Dunk, like the fact that they released that and. It being as good as it was as well, it has to be there.
I got a key ring with a Travis SB Dunk on Saturday. I forgot to tell you this when you left because you had to leave a little bit earlier. One of the guys from the that we've seen at the Crypt Car boot came up with a bag and said, "Does anyone want one of these?" So I grabbed a Travis Scott SB Dunk key ring. So I've got one of those on my keys now.
Was that the same dude that was trying to sell me the patters?
Yeah,
same dude trying to sell me the patter. Yeah. Good shit. Okay, fair enough. I'm glad we've agreed on that one.
100%.
Okay, I'm going to throw in then. We're going to go with the Travis Air Force One, but the like the original cream with the chrome swoosh, the removable swoosh pairs. Oh. Really? Oh, no.
Fucking love that shoe so much.
It's just a cream. It's just a sale Air Force. Like,
Scott, you're talking about me here.
Yeah.
If there's a little bit of cream or a little bit of sail in there, there's maybe a little bit of white in there, I'm all for it.
It's not on the same level. It's not on the same level as that dunk. Not a chance.
I feel like, okay, I can see the point.
Because we have the Air Max there, I feel like it does kind of sit in between. I feel like we found a nice barometer now. I feel like I'm happy to put it in height. I understand it will be up there and it is good, but...
I'll take your lead on it. I mean, I like a boring shoe. Like we've established gray runners and white leather trainers are my jam. So, a stylish looking Air Force One, that's one of my favorite Travis Scott shoes. But I will put it as hyped because I do appreciate that there are bigger shoes in the grand scheme of things.
So, yeah, we can move it around. All right, okay. If we've got that one, then let's swap over. We'll go to the other Air Force, the kind of the crazier Air Force with the shroud on it.
I love that shoe. That is a hype shoe.
I would say that's better than that one. That's the thing. This would be controversial, but if it were me, I would be having that cream Air Force in the same category as the Air Force One and having that
the
crazier Air Force. Higher.
So you want the cream Air Force One in the sleeper, and you want sleeper, the crazy Air Force One. You want the actual like Cactus Jack Air Force.
Yeah.
In the. All right, I'll trust you with it. Okay, I'm not going to dispute it.
I can't like it. I really regret not
Me
getting
too.
That shoe, and I had the option to have like a backdoor guarantee to that shoe, and I didn't take it because
that
I was there
silly,
like. Well, it was one of the only ones that ended up in size. And I just thought to myself,
that was
like,
when you were promised, you won a raffle when they sold your pair, didn't they?
Yeah.
So they let you pick another shoe. So,
It was basically, it was this, then COVID happened. So I had the choice of this
or
the Shanghai, which in hindsight was a good pick. But I do regret not picking this one up because I remember it was at the Offspring ZX event that it released.
Yeah.
And people had pairs and they were beautiful. But yeah, no, I'm happy with that. Okay, let's move on then. Again, this is one that surely we have to agree with, but it is the Travis Scott OG High.
Goated.
It's goat. There's nowhere else it can go. It, in my opinion, that is the best Travis Scott shoe he's ever done. Like, full stop.
I don't know actually.
Well, actually, I will actually. It's between that and the dunk.
Yeah. I think that's
I do love that dunk.
Yeah.
Yes, I would do bad things for that dunk, I must admit. It's beautiful. And it's Paisley.
I would do bad things for that dunk.
Send your offers. We'll see what happens. We'll move on. Okay. Let's throw another. We'll throw a low in. We haven't had a Jordan 1 low yet, but I've gone for the Phantom Black pair. Triple black.
Meh.
It's not bad, but it's so.
It's a
Oh,
black Jordan 1 low.
it is. It really is. It is. It's just, yeah, rubbish.
The,
I
I
can't.
would, I would, I would never, I would never put it as shit because it is still a nice shoe. But if I'm comparing, if someone was to say to me, "Oh, Matt, you can pick between the Air Force 1 and the Phantom Jordan 1 low, I'm picking the Air Force 1 11 out of 10 times, Air Max 1 or the Phantom Jordan 1 low, I'm picking the Air Max every time." And again, if we're having a barometer that the Air Max 1 is a sleeper, the Phantom has to be below that. Like, I know some people that love it, love it. I don't really wear all black shoes, so for me, it's not really my favorite colorway anyways.
Nah, I haven't
But
seen that shoe much either.
yeah,
Like a
people that
bit,
wear it
but
really wear it, but
okay. Let's move on. We'll move on to let's go for the. Ooh, we'll go for the Jordan 4, but I've gone for the blue pair. That's what I've gone for.
this is going to be really controversial, but meh.
No. I am not a four man, as I've made it very aware in the past few weeks. But you cannot put that in just meh. You can't put it in the same level as the black, as the triple black.
Honestly, as far as like my personal taste goes, I would 1000%. Like, I just
Fuck
don't.
no.
It's just not for me. Like, it's a shoe that I look at and I'm like, oh, great. And I also feel like now they've had a couple of other sort of like, you've got different colored blue Jordan 4s, and it's like, oh, it doesn't feel special to me like the other pairs.
I there's there has been a lot of blue, but that no,
I
I
said
can't put
controversial
it in
for a
there.
reason. I said
I know
controversial
I
for a
can't.
reason.
I would be putting it in hypes, but seeing as you put it in Matt, I feel like we're gonna have to meet in the middle here and go sleeper. I just want to
That's still
clarify
going to get a lot of that's still
what
going to
we've
get a lot
got
of hate.
in. We've got some of the most hyped Travis is just in. Yeah, it's a sleeper. It's under the radar. No, nobody knows what these are. Not at all. Fucking hell. All right,
Oh,
we'll pick
dear.
another blue one then.
Okay.
I've gone for the Fragment collab, but I've gone for the highs. I haven't gone for the lows. I've gone for the highs.
I originally, when I first saw this shoe, really preferred the low. And actually, as time has gone on, I really like the high. I would say the high is hyped. Not quite GOAT, but I would say it's hyped.
I'm going to agree with you, but I've gone reverse because I thought the high was better than the low, and the more
And
I've
then you've
seen them,
flipped.
I've gone the low is better. And if I put the low on this list, I probably would be arguing that the low is in that GOAT category. Mark wore them at the weekend, and I was like, oh, fuck! I've seen a lot of people wear them and just gone, these are so good.
Yeah, but I've also seen people wear that low so much it looks really bad when it's beat. Like, it is one of those shoes that I think
Yeah, oh
the
yeah.
material creases quite a lot. But
It needs to be clean,
yeah,
yeah.
absolutely.
Which kind of brings me on to another low, actually, because I've put the reverse mocker in here as well. I've seen that shoe a lot. It we I it,
Ooh.
it's not meh. It's
It's
not the
definitely
same
not
level
meh.
as I would be putting it in sleeper, I think. It's again not a
Sleeper,
sleeper.
okay.
I mean, actually, it could fall into heights. It
No, no,
it's
no, 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 no.
It's
Wait.
grown on me a
It
lot.
has grown on me a lot. I'm thinking sleeper because, Scott, we have to think about how many Jordan 1 lows there have been and think about where it ranks on there. Like, I'm thinking if we're looking at the reverse mocha versus the olives versus the phantoms versus the fragment lows versus the original lows, I would probably say that. If I was ranking them all in order, the reverse, I don't know, because when the reverse mocha came out, I was really a big fan, and now I've seen it quite a lot that I don't know. My instinct is saying
Your
sleeper.
fatigue.
Yeah, my instinct is saying.
If I was putting if
Sleeper.
If I was putting lows, obviously the OGs are up there, the fragments are up there, and the reverse mockers are up there for me. They're the three.
Yeah, that
Ev
is true.
everything else can pretty much like do one.
I'm
If
I'm
they, have I convinced you? I'm
No,
push
I'll
it
take it.
up.
I'll take it. Yeah. I don't
We're
know.
going in
The thing is,
heights.
I'm pretty sure when that shoe released, there was me on this podcast being like, it's my favorite Travis Scott shoe. So like I feel as I don't know what's happened. We all know me,
It's
guys.
but
I'm a flip-flop. I will say
you
one
are.
thing and completely go against it the next day.
It's much better in person, I'll give it that.
Yeah.
Okay, most of these are actually we've put them quite high, but we'll go next one. Mac Attack. Mac Attack.
Right. Shit.
Oh, really?
Only because, right, I don't think the shoe itself is shit, but the one thing I don't like about it, and again, I was mentioning what Kath said earlier, the whole idea of, I'm going to sound like an idiot here, but just because it's got a reverse swoosh, it's one of the only Travis Scott shoes that I genuinely actually think that, because literally within weeks apart from one another, you had the original OG Mac Attack release and then the Travis Scott. And literally the only difference is a reverse swoosh. And it was more expensive. And for me, like you and I, Scott, we're always here talking about value. The two of us are sort of cheap, really, in the grand scheme of things. And if I'm thinking about the Mac Attack, the Travis Scott Mac Attack, outside of the context of just Travis Scott shoes, if you gave me the option of Travis Scott Mac Attack or the original Mac Attack in the sales, I wouldn't even think twice before picking the original Mac Attack. I don't actually think the Travis Scott Mac Attack is a bad shoe, but I think actually in comparison to what it was replicating, there ain't really much difference. So for that sort of makes it a shit shoe.
I you've made a good argument.
But
My instinct would be putting it into kind of like meh, like it I because for that
I'll
purpose
take
it's
it. Yeah,
very
if we're gonna go meh, I thought maybe you'd be going
but
with sleeper or higher. If it's difference between shit and
nah
meh, I'm happy to concede and go meh.
the thing is people go oh my God it's amazing I live in them but at the same time as you said they're exactly the same as the OG just with the reverse swoosh there's no difference at all and for that purpose I think I am leaning
We can go
is it
meh.
as bad as is it as bad as the Air Trainer
No, it's not. But I feel like
okay
the Air Trainer. I feel like the Air Trainer could be in a category below shit, to be perfectly honest. So,
Are you sure though? Because the next one on the list. So I'm gonna put
we could put it in the meh for
the
now. We
Mac
can always
Attack
move it around.
in there. 270.
Meh, meh.
It's shit. It's beyond shit. It right. I when this shoe came out, I was there like this is rubbish. I saw it and I got sucked into the hype and I went. Oh no! Actually, this is looking really good, and there will still be a lot of people that say it's really good. However, it has the smeary midsole that everyone has been hating on the Amami Airs and the Awakes for. It has that kind of like free age. The only problem is with these, and it does come with a label that says if you wear them in the rain, that will wash away.
That's probably not great for a shoe, is it?
That's rubbish. And not
Yeah.
to mention, the more I look at it, the more I go, it is not a, this is again one of those that you go, they wanted to push the 270, they gave you the 270 and you did something with the 270. It's not his
Yeah. All right.
style.
I will concede. If you want to put it down as shit, that's absolutely fine. But listeners, just know if you disagree, I wanted it to be in meh.
It's one of those where I would say that it's just it's not as bad as the Mac Attack. It's not as bad as the Phantom, Jordan 1 lows. It's not. It's way worse. So last but not least, then, seeing as this was kind of the topic of it, we have the Travis Scott Jumpman Jacks. There are
Oh, for
people. A lot of
God's
people call him.
sake.
A lot of people call him the shoe of the year. We have very much gone. I hate this too. Actually, I don't mind this. To now, I'm looking at it and going, I liked it until I saw it was £190. And
Yeah.
actually, I've seen a lot of reviews, and the materials are meant to be good. It's meant to be very narrow, so it's a good job I didn't buy them because I never got my foot in them. And
Your big
also,
boat
apparently, the
shoes.
comfort is mediocre.
Right.
So for me, I as a like a your first signature shoe, aesthetically, I think it does look quite good, but I'm not convinced it's done enough. And it's definitely not as good as people. It's one of these that I think people are going to go in hindsight, go, we got sucked into the hype. I'm very much in that kind of like middle ground. No, I can't actually. It's meh because I can't put
Yes,
it in the same
it is
I can't
meh.
put it in the same I can't put it in the same category as the things we've put in sleeper.
No, it is definitely meh to me. I'm not going to go as far as shit. I don't like the midsole. I don't like the strap. The colorway is quite nice. And yeah,
It's a
like
good colorway.
a lot of people like it. But right now, it is one of my least favorites, Travis
Okay.
Scott shoes. So I'm happy to say meh. I don't quite think it's as bad as the Air Trainer, though, which is what is saving it right now, because I was very tempted to say shit.
What I've realized is looking at the meh category is unfortunately, we've basically picked Danny's favorite shoes. And just so
Oh,
apologies.
dear.
Damo, I'm sure will be listening. And he might be chuckling at this. But yeah, basically we have just looked at all of Danny's top shoes for the past couple of years and
Put them in the mirror.
said they're rubbish. Yeah, but I'll go through them. So in our in shit, we'll work our way up. We've got the Air Trainer and we have the 270. We move up to meh and we have the triple black Jordan 1 Lows. We have the Mac Attack and we have the new Jumpman Jacks in the sleeper pick. This is sleeper category or lower down. We've got the Air Max 1. We have the I can't even remember what they called it. It was the Chrome Swoosh Air Force 1. I
Yeah.
can't remember the official name of it. I should have looked. We have the Jordan 4 in the blue colorway. In the hyped, we have the actual Cactus Jack Air Force One. We have the Fragment times Travis Scott's Jordan One High, and then in the GOAT category, we have the OG Jordan One High, and we have the SB Dunk there as well.
I'm content with that. I don't think we need to move
I
anything. I'm happy with
No,
that.
I feel. Oh yeah, we've got the. Oh, sorry, the reverse mockers are falling into the hyped category as well.
Yep, I'll take
Yeah,
that.
yeah. There are other pairs that I could have picked that, like I say, we could have. But there have been some very good ones. But as there are some that are just not good at
As
all.
good, yes.
Yeah, I like I say. Yeah, Travis Scott. It was always going to be interesting. I dread to think if we do this with other categories because there's
Jesus
other
Christ.
models that could get very heated. But maybe we'll do that for
I
another. We'll leave
feel
that.
like
Leave that for another
the
week.
subject of Travis Scott is a fairly neutral conversation for the two of us, because neither of us are huge like Travis Scott fans. Neither of us own loads of Travis Scott trainers. So it's not something we're uber passionate about. But also at the same time, there's a lot of people that really are passionate about it. So it allows us to say things that no one is going to agree with us on. Other than some of the ones we have towards the top end, I feel like a lot of people are going to disagree with the ones towards the bottom end. But I'm happy with that, Scott, and I liked that game. That one can come again. We can do that in some future episodes as well, perhaps.
Quite good, yeah. Call out that
But
one, yeah.
good, good. Well, I'll tell you what, it's probably a good opportunity for us to move on to our first main segment of the episode, and that is Shoes Round. Every single week, we spend a little bit of time looking back at some of the biggest news stories that have happened in the world of sneakers and give our thoughts and opinions. This week, it is me taking Shoes Round. So without further ado, I'll pass over to me for Shoes Round. Scotty boy. I feel like it didn't matter what news was happening this week. We had to talk about this news story because it's a lawsuit. It's been a little while since we've spoken
Hey,
about a lawsuit.
I've been waiting. I've been waiting for so long for a lawsuit. Mischief's gone dry. We've got no lawsuits.
Everyone's happy for
Podcast
once.
was
What
on
the
its
fuck is
knees.
happening? It's also a lawsuit that we have spoken about previously because it is the lawsuit of Nike versus BAPE. And we found out this week that Nike and BAPE have settled said lawsuit. Now, a little while ago, Nike sort of took legal action against BAPE, of course, due to the BAPEster and other models that supposedly over the years have been infringing more and more on the Nike sort of copyright and sort of trademark for these silhouettes. We spoke about this a while ago when it was first introduced, and we very much had the debate of like, come on now. The BAPEster is a silhouette that's been around for so, so long with the heritage. Should we be calling out this lawsuit? I mean, legally, yes, we should be. But come on, for the culture, is this really the right thing? Well, earlier on this week, we found out that Nike and BAPE have come to a settlement. And it looks like with the settlement, BAPE are going to have to actually say bye-bye to some of their shoes. In a statement to Complex, Nike said that BAPE have agreed to discontinue the BAPEster Mid, the Courtster, and the Courtster High. As well as that, they have also said they will modify the designs of the BAPEster and the Skatester. The BAPEster obviously close to the Air Force One, the Skatester close to the Dunk. And the idea is they are changing these silhouettes to be a little less identical, essentially, to the Nike models. So yes, this lawsuit was originally sort of last year, Scott, January 2023, and has progressed since. We haven't seen anything as to what these changes are going to look like, but all we know is that we are going to have to start making these changes. So yeah, not sort of huge, huge news. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it is huge, but we haven't really seen what these changes look like. Are you shocked by the outcome here, Scott, or what do we generally think?
I'm not particularly shocked, only because it's Nike. You just kind of feel like Nike will probably win in most of these situations. It's just one of those that they're such a juggernaut that, and because they keep banging on at people about this trade dress. So they clearly think they've got something on it, because this is not, I mean, there was somebody else recently that's been ordered to pay back millions of dollars because, again, from infringement. So I'm not surprised. I think what's somewhat surprising is the fact they're having to discontinue like three pairs of shoes, which is, you know, quite impactful, and obviously adjust realistically core lines for BAPE and, you know, key models, which I'm sure they will do it subtly enough that it will kind of make them happy. But yeah, it's going to do a lot for them. Like it's just a pain in the ass for it. They're clearly taking it in good jest, because they their recent collab and new silhouette with Adidas is actually called the Lawsuit, which is how the fuck they've gotten away with that, I've got no clue, but fair enough. Yeah, it's one of those. I am surprised. I think obviously with the history of the BAPE has, I mean, it's going to make some of those models even more expensive if you're trying to buy them on the secondary market, because you're not going to get anything remotely like it again. But yeah, it's just a weird one. Like you thought they were good friends, really. You thought that the two of them were kind of, you know, nice pally
coexist.
Yeah, you know, it'd gone on for so long, and I think that's the thing that's most weird and annoying about it, is the fact that it's been years and years, and it's only now that they've decided to kind of come for them. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Obviously they're discontinuing three lines, so you assume they will try and create some new ones.
They've got to replace it somehow.
You know, yeah, as a brand, I mean, they probably could live off the BAPEster.
I feel like, I don't know if I'm just being ignorant here, but I feel like the BAPEster really is the only one that is a good shoe. Like, I feel like whenever I think of BAPE and I think of footwear, I instantly think of either their collabs or I think BAPEster. Like, yes, I know you've got the BAPEster Mid, the Skatester, etc. Yeah. But there's a picture or sort of a diagram on the Complex website connected to this lawsuit. And I'm looking at all of them, and I look at the Air Force One next to the BAPEster and I go, yep, BAPEster, beautiful shoe. I look at the Air Force One Mid versus the BAPEster Mid and I go, well, I'd rather wear an Air Force One. Dunk next to the Skatester. Why would anyone buy a Skatester? Just buy a Dunk. Again, look at the Jordan 1 High versus the Courtster High. Why would anyone buy a Courtster High? Just buy a Jordan 1. It's cheaper. Like, I feel as if, again, I'm probably being very ignorant, and there's probably a lot of people that like high fashion that would rather have the BAPE equivalent of these Nike shoes, because, again, it's showing the amount of money you've spent and things like this. But I think the biggest thing for BAPE out of this is they've managed to keep hold of their baby, the BAPEster. They've managed to keep hold of the Skatester, which is a slightly lower model. Yes, they have to make some changes, but I think overall this could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, I think they've probably done, like I say, they've settled, and I think the settlement probably was, look, all right, we'll get rid of these, but we'll keep the BAPEster. Because that is obviously, like I say, when you think of BAPE and shoes, I think of the BAPEster and the Skatester. It, you know, the Dunk is an incredibly popular model. And for people that want to spend a bit more money, the Skatester is going to be a very good alternative. And actually, I think a lot of the Skatesters have looked really good as well. So yeah. I think they've probably done a good settlement deal. You know, it's the Courtster, I could see, but like the Courtster High and the BAPEster Mid, is both of them are like, I don't think it's probably going to do much for them. Like if they get rid of them, it's like, okay, right, that's annoying. But what can we do? Yeah, I just think, yeah, certainly the BAPEster was the one. If they'd have turned around and go, no, the BAPEster is being discontinued.
Oh my God, that would have been,
it would have been front page news everywhere. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see obviously what the adjustments are and how different that shoe looks. Because it could be that they end up creating a shoe that they almost can't call the BAPEster, because it might not, it could look so different. And I get it. The only thing with all of this is I walk into my local Primark and fucking Shoe Zone and see rip-offs like this all the time, and no one's going after them, do they? Nah.
True.
I think somebody's probably, pissed in Phil Knight's cornflake somewhere, and this is
the outcome.
One of the retaliation. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scott. That's the news. Okay, Scotty boy, time to move on to our next main segment of the podcast. And that is, of course, Double Up, Double Down. Every single week, we look ahead at some of the upcoming releases. We pick a shoe that we like, a double up, a shoe that we dislike, a double down, and a sleeper pick, a shoe that we believe will be a little bit lost amongst the hype. It is you taking this segment this week, Scotty boy. So I'll pass over to you for Double Up, Double Down.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm not really going to mess around with this one. The double up for this week is the Air Jordan 1 Retro Low OG in the shadow colorway, releasing on the 10th of May, coming in at £145, which is more than I bought my highs for many years ago, which hurts me greatly. But I feel kind of bad because I already own a pair of shadows, but look, it's the shadow colorway. It's one of, if not my favorite colorway of Jordan models. It's in the low OG colorway, and my pair is battered, and I probably do need a new pair. So yeah, this is by far the best shoe that is releasing.
This is a selfish double up for you then. This is one that, like, for you, this is the obvious pair that you want.
It's also right in terms of other shoes that we are about to discuss. There is an argument to be had that there may be some others that will be better or more interesting. However, it's a classic. Yep. It's in a great model. It's in a great shape, in a great colorway. Yes, the price point may be on the slightly higher side, but I don't think you can go wrong with this. And I don't think it's going to be particularly hard to get hold of as well. The OG lows have been pretty mass produced and sat on shelves. So yeah, it's lovely, but it's just a fantastic shoe. It's simple as that. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, I love the fact that we've been able to go straight into this, no fannying about, and we've just gone, yep, shadow, low, great shoe, done. Totally agree, Scott. Definitely needs to be the double up. The OG one low is a fantastic model, and the shadow Jordan 1 has forever been known as sort of the UK winter shoe for people that own it. Being able to have a low version as well, perfect. Yep, totally agree.
Yeah, it's just top notch. And then moving to the double down this week. This is an interesting one. But releasing on the 10th of May as well, we have the... this is not... I mean, this is one that I will end up brutalizing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The Dingyun Zhang Adidas Samba collab in the triple black colorway, coming in at £220. The collaboration is with Chinese designer Ding Zun Yang, And they've come together to launch their first ever collaboration on the Samba silhouette. The designer himself, a lot of his artwork is to do with fluidity, and which has kind of been at the center of his work, and it's kind of the theme throughout this shoe as well. The shoe itself is, as mentioned, it is a triple black shoe. It's a Samba, so we'll give it that. Good model. However, it is a patent leather upper with black suede overlays, breathable holes. Thank God for that, with being patent leather, otherwise you're going to have very sweaty feet. And also, it has down the side, it's kind of like it, they I can't, the word they use is. Where's the word they use? It's essentially embossed, is what it is. And it's meant to replicate the ripples of waves, hence the fluidity, as you look at the shoe. And if you look at the marketing and the kind of the promo work, a lot of it is like liquid and water-based, etc. But yeah, it's very shiny. It's very suede. It's a bit bold, like they've padded out the tongue, which is quite a nice touch. It's almost like a what they did on the Bad Bunny forums, where they gave it like really extra padding to make it more of a skate shoe. It's a lot. It's very shiny. It's very black, and it's £220.
Yeah, the price point doesn't seem that justified. Obviously, it's a designer,
No.
it's a designer collaboration, so naturally they increase it. But sometimes I find with Adidas, the price point just doesn't make any sense. I mean, sometimes they will really ramp up their designers. If I'm thinking about like your Gucci collabs and things like this, like nearly £1,000 for a pair of shoes is a little bit mad. But at the same time, like they sort of work, these sort of mid-range designers, I'm like, well, what have you really done to this shoe to warrant an extra £120 on top of the retail price? One thing that I do actually like about the shoe, though, Scott, is I really like the way that they've sort of almost cut in and made the heel tab this sort of like foamy heel tab. Like, I know that sounds like a really unique, like a really niche thing to like, but I really like the way the sock liner and the heel tab looks, where it is a little bit bulkier and a little bit skate shoey to a certain degree. But what I don't like is the huge amount of patent leather and the fact that it is a triple black shoe. I do find with triple black shoes, like, I don't understand how they can be so highly valued, because I do just find, like, don't get me wrong, I love an all white shoe, but I'm never going to spend hundreds and hundreds of pounds on an all white shoe because it's just an all white shoe. And I feel like the same with if someone's buying this, they must really be behind the designer, because just buy a normal black Samba. Do you know what I mean? Just feels a little bit excessive. I don't think I think it's a terrible, terrible shoe, but it does, the price point is what makes it terrible in my eyes.
I don't understand the price point. I must admit, there's kind of an article that I've got up, and I think someone's got this very back to front, because it says the silhouette takes inspiration from the 2006 Adidas Predator Absolute cleats, which I thought the Samba came way before 2006. I don't know where that's
No,
come from, but
I think they're
there is
talking
some nice
about, I think they're
touches.
talking about this particular version. That to me makes sense with like the tongue and the heel tab and things like this. I think
Yeah,
they're
but I
saying
mean,
about the changes.
it is just a Samba. Yeah, all right. They've got the tongue, and they've got kind of the old school kind of cricket tongue almost. But it is, yeah, there's not enough done to this that would warrant the price. I think the bits on the side, I kind of get it. The monochromatic, the black undulations is the word that they've used to create kind of a ripple effect. And like some of the images, I do see that, but I can't see it. It's weird, because I think if they did this in triple white, I think
Could
it'd
work.
probably look all right. I think the
Triple black
triple
shoes are
black,
really hard.
they are. I mean, I have one pair of triple blacks, and I wear them so much, but I put them on, and I do go, none of these work. It's a triple black shoe. I couldn't even wear them with whatever.
I don't do triple black very well. Like, I get very conscious when I wear black shoes.
Yeah, it is weird. It looks a bit, yeah, it reminds me of almost like a Prada shoe or something with the it's yeah, it's not for me. And like I say, it's a ridiculously high price point. But we'll move on to the sleeper pick for the week. And once again, they're releasing on the 10th. And I have seen it, while they're not up on sneakers yet, these I have seen this reported in many outlets. But on Friday, the 10th of May, for £120, we have the Adidas times Bad Bunny Gazelle indoor white.
I hate to be
Now,
that guy, Scott, but no wonder you haven't seen him on the sneakers app because it's an Adidas shoe.
oh, did I say sneakers?
I know what you
It's
meant. You meant
confirmed. It's
confirmed.
unconfirmed. Yeah. Look, I don't think I need to really get into this too much, but
We'll move
right
on.
there, Chuckles. Come on. Yeah. Half it up. Come on. Because I said sneakers instead of confirmed. Poor.
Scott has the wrong
Oh,
brand.
what is the world, honestly? Yeah, you'll find these on newbalance.com. Great. Bad Bunny. Anyway.
I'm so, honestly, that water almost went everywhere. Like, I was so close to just spraying my Mac. Anyway, Scott, keep
One
going.
man took the bit.
I've completely derailed your segment here.
There we
People
go.
go, please go.
But I like Bad Bunny shoes. Bad Bunny does a really good job. And I think actually people, I know the first forums were hyped and people went mad for them and then people kind of dipped off. Since the responses and since the campuses, I think people have actually started
Yep.
giving some respect to the collab massively. People who I would not expect either, which is good. So yeah, Bad Bunny, we have a lovely Gazelle indoor. It is essentially a white suede upper, light gum outsole with black stripes, black tongue, black liner. However, the details do not start there. He has a bit of a habit of doing some wonky shoes, and that is literally what this is. So Tito design, but it's kind of slightly shifted towards the one side. It's very asymmetric, which I do quite like the look of. Unusual branding on the tongue, and it's been replaced with a really odd kind of black strap logo. The size tag taken out of the inside of the shoe and slapped on the heel of the shoe. It's kind of weird because it looks like a gazelle, but also doesn't look like a gazelle at the same time. He's done a really good job, but they look absolutely class. Like they look phenomenal. The gazelle is a shoe. I don't think it's quite been ruined as much as the Samba at the moment, so we'll hold on to it. But yeah, I mean, the annoying thing with this is I think these look really good, but I know what he'll do is he'll do the gazelle and he'll do a few gazelles in different colorways, and there'll probably be quite a few good ones, and then he'll stop, he'll do the last one, and then he'll move on to the next one. It's one of those where I'm like, these are really good, but I bet he's going to do another one that's also really good, and I'm going to want that as well. And I can't afford all of them, so I'm going
Yeah,
to
that
be
is true.
selective. But I think I want these.
These are really, really nice. As I said, Scott, I love a bit of grey. I love a bit of white on a shoe. I do like a gazelle. I love what they've done with making this shoe a little bit wonky, but also sort of making it true enough to the original gazelle that you can recognize the silhouette, but changing it enough where it doesn't feel like you're just wearing a white and black normal gazelle. Again, sort of going back to what we were talking with the double down for the week, when you start having these sort of normal colored collaborations, if it's too close to the original silhouette and you don't make it different enough, you do just start thinking, why am I spending the additional money on something that isn't necessary to buy? This is different enough and cool enough that I would definitely look at this and go, yeah, I would want this firmly over a normal white and black and gray Gazelle. So he's done a really good job. I really like it. As I said, the little tweaks, the tag on the outside, the sort of the toe box looking a bit funky, everything looking a little bit off center. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, it's different enough. And I'll tell you what, with the current trends going on, like I think there's going to be a lot of people very interested in this. They've picked their timing well to release this shoe. So yeah, big fan. And again, good price points. Well done, Benito. Well done. But with that, we've got a steal of the week.
I was going to say, Scott, talking about good price points, we do have a steal of the week this week. We are going over to Offspring this week, and we are picking the Nike Attack in the white Game Royal Pure Platinum Black colorway. Originally retailing at £130, you can get it on the Offspring website for £72, which for a Nike Attack is a fantastic price. They currently have sizes from 6 all the way up to 12, including half sizes. So a really, really strong size run. I'm a big fan of a white leather trainer, Scott, and I love a little bit of royal blue. So this is a great shoe, I think.
Yeah, definitely. As we said, while we may have kind of shit on it slightly earlier in the show, the Mac Attack is it's a
we
good
love the
shoe.
attack. Yeah, we love the attack.
It is a brilliant shoe. It's very good. We like it a lot. It's yeah, like I say, for that price, you just can't go wrong. It is solid, and I guarantee if you buy a pair, you will enjoy it. So yeah,
there we go.
Great pick,
Scott. That moves us on to our final segment of the week, and that is, of course, the Doubled Up Podcast. Triple up. So during this segment, it's almost kind of similar to the segment you did before, Scott, but on a much smaller, less talkative manner, because what we're about to do in the triple up is I'm going to get Scott to blind rank 3 trainers. So in a moment, I'll present Scott with 1 shoe. He has to pick whether he's going to put it top, middle or bottom, 1, 2 or 3. I'll then present him with another shoe, and eventually Scott will have his 3 ranked trainers. Every single week, we normally have a theme, and with the Bape and Nike lawsuit coming to an end, I thought it only made sense for us to talk about Air Force Ones. So the theme is Air Force Ones. Scott, are you ready to hear your first shoe?
Give it to me.
We are going with the Peace Manuson Air Force One. This is the G-Dragon White Air Force One. We're not going with the black and white, Scott. We are going with the all white. Where do we think we're putting the Peace Manuson Air Force One? 1, 2 or 3?
I'm going to put it bottom. I do really like that shoe. However, it's just one of those that, I don't know, I feel like it cracks, it's great, but it needs to crack very specifically to look really good.
I think
once it goes a bit far, it looks a bit meh. So yeah, I'm going to put it bottom. And I think there's, you know, there has been, I'm not much of an Air Force guy, but I think there's been some very good ones. So yeah, we'll put it there.
Okay. Well, the second pair is one that we spoke a little bit about earlier. I had no idea we were going to talk about this shoe, but apparently this being mentioned twice today. We are going with the Cactus Jack Travis Scott times Nike Air Force One. The crazy one, Scott, not the sale one.
That's going to go in the middle. It's a great pair. I really like that pair, but it is a bit crazy. There is some very nice ones that I like very much, so we'll put it in the middle. We'll hedge our bets. Let's see what goes top.
Scott, honestly, you've just made my day, because your final shoe, and therefore number one, is the Tiffany Air Force One.
Fuck.
Ah, a shoe that you said was the worst shoe of last year has now become your top Air Force One.
Such an overrated piece of shit.
This has worked out perfectly. So let me just quickly go through your top 3 here, Scott. In number 1, you have ranked the Tiffany times Nike Air Force One. At number 2, you have gone with the Cactus Jack Travis Scott Air Force One. And number 3, you have gone for the G-Dragon times Nike Air Force One. As we know it, of course, here on this podcast, the Peace Manuson. I don't feel like I need to ask, Scott, but you're happy with your lineup?
Yeah, buzzing. Great. Fantastic. Oh, man. It's just that one shoe.
Oh,
like,
dear. As soon as you said middle, I was like, this is incredible. I honestly thought that it was going to be number 1, Travis Scott, number 2, Peace Manuson, number 3, Tiffany. But hey, it's difficult with the blind ranking. I did definitely throw a fast one in there for you.
Honestly, that Tiffany is just crap. Like, yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, let's put a smile on your face, Scott, because we're almost at the end of the episode. Do you have a dad joke for us today? Close it out with a laugh.
Yeah, I feel like I need to at this point. A red and a blue ship collided in the Caribbean. Apparently, the survivors were marooned.
Fuck's sake. Oh, that
A
was
bit cleverer, that
bad.
one.
That was bad. God. That one you actually had to think about a little bit, to understand colours a little bit.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nothing to me. The colour maroon is a myth to me. If you turn around and say they're browned, and I would go, yeah, whatever,
Sure,
sorted, whatever.
sure.
Ugh.
Oh dear. Well, I appreciate this. I appreciate your jokes as always, Scotty boy. They do bring a little smile to my face at the end of these episodes. And hopefully they bring a smile to you guys, our listeners, because thank you for listening to the Doubled Up podcast. Remember, if you like this episode, leave us a 5-star rating and review and share the podcast with your friends and family. Make sure you follow at Doubled Up Podcast on Instagram and use hashtag Doubled Up Pod to be featured on the Instagram page. You can find me, Matt, at Matt_Sibley_ on Instagram. Scott, tell the listeners where they can find you.
You can find me at _SneakerTeacher.
And until next week, guys, goodbye. And as always, peace, Manusom.
Yep.